Analysis: Israel and U.S. raise stakes in Iran as Mideast heads into all-out energy war. While Trump acts as if time is on his side, the war in Iran needs to end before Israelis and Gulf states run out of patience and interceptor stockpiles. By Amos Harrell. As Thursday, the war's 20th day, approached, Israel and the United States expanded their attacks on Iran's energy industry. On Wednesday, the Israel Air Force struck gas fields in southern Iran in the largest bombing of its kind since the beginning of the war. The move, which according to Israeli sources was carried out in full coordination with the Americans this time, appears to be an attempt to increase pressure on the Iranian regime with the hope of bringing it to breaking point. Israel and the U.S. seek to achieve one of two things: the regime's surrender to an arrangement that includes relinquishing its stockpile of 440 kilograms, 970 pounds, of uranium enriched to 60% and the full reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, or the ouster of the entire regime. They are doing this while raising the stakes, as Tehran threatens counterstrikes on energy facilities in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. The Arab states of the Persian Gulf, some of which were not enthusiastic about the decision to go to war, are now also concerned that U.S. President Donald Trump will decide to end the war without ensuring that the Iranians have no means left to disrupt oil exports from the Gulf. Trump, who often speaks publicly about the war, is signaling determination to continue the bombings, while giving Israel the green light to continue assassinating regime officials, with the aim of breaking the spirit of those who remain. Prolongation of the war is creating more nervousness in the energy market and concern that the high price of oil, which hovered around $109 per barrel Wednesday, will persist and increase even further. But Trump is acting as if he has time and is convinced that the price rise is only temporary. In practice, a race is on to bring Iran to breaking point before the home front in Israel and the Gulf states lose patience. America's allies in the region benefit from missile and rocket interception systems as well as from American defensive support, but they know the reserves of interceptors are not infinite. The continuation of the war is not enabling a return to normalcy and is completely disrupting the lives of civilians and the functioning of the economy. Right now it seems that we're heading toward another regional escalation, and the conflagration may grow before discussions on post-war arrangements begin. The Iranian regime is preparing for Nowruz, the Persian New Year festival marking the arrival of spring this weekend. There is a heightened presence of domestic security forces on the streets that aims to prevent the resurgence of protests in light of the war and calls by Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for Iranians to come out and demonstrate to help overthrow the regime. Security personnel are threatening to shoot to kill anyone participating in anti-government demonstrations, and are sending threatening text messages to citizens' mobile phones. The Wall Street Journal published Wednesday the content of a conversation between a person described as a Mossad agent and a senior Iranian police commander, in which the former threatened the latter, in Farsi, that your destiny will be as your leader, that is, assassinated, like Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei was at the beginning of the war, if he did not stand with your people's side in the event of an uprising. Also Wednesday, Israel announced the assassination of Iranian Intelligence Minister Esmail Khatib. A senior defense official told Haaretz that the action was part of Israel's systematic elimination of the old guard that worked under Khamenei. He said that the regime has been trying to begin building the leadership of Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, who was tapped to replace his father. The regime is struggling to issue directives to the military leadership and other security bodies given the chaos caused by the bombings and the fact that most senior officials are in hiding, hoping to remain alive. At this stage, there is no change in the intelligence assessment that the cracks created by the war will not bring down the regime. Iran launches missiles at Israel throughout the day, every few hours, in an attempt to continue to generate tension in the home front. However, the number of missiles in each barrage is low, with an average of 10 missiles per day being fired at Israel. The Iranians place great importance to causing fatalities in Israel. The death of the couple in Ramat Gan from a missile strike early Wednesday morning is being depicted in Tehran as an operational success after several days without Israeli civilian deaths. Members of the Israel Defense Forces General Staff argue that the priorities of the war at this stage are clear and that Iran remains the most important front, despite the mobilization of reservists and deployment of forces in recent days to expand ground maneuvers in southern Lebanon. Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir defined the operation in Lebanon as limited and defined, with the main goal being to prevent fire on Israeli territory, anti-tank missile and rocket fire on northern communities and missile fire on central Israel. According to IDF data, since the beginning of the war, more than 500 Hezbollah members have been killed in Lebanon and the Air Force has fired nearly 2,000 bombs and missiles into the country. about 1.3 million Lebanese citizens have fled to north of the Litani River following Israeli threats to expand ground operations. A senior military official told Haaretz that intelligence resources and aircraft have been allocated to defend the northern border and to prepare for the offensive move into Lebanon, but Iran will continue to be the primary focus. The head of the snake is more important than the tail, he said.